Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Hi, here I am in my home in LA. Oh my God, look at the surprise on my face. And boy, do I have some information for you. Oh my goodness. All right, first of all, I want to thank all of you for purchasing my daughter's book and hope you are loving the $147 free program you got when you sent me proof of that purchase. The little child experience. It's doing so well, guys. I love you so much for supporting me by supporting her. And for those people that have read it out there, I keep getting emails from you. I laughed, I cried, it's changed my life. You know, what an insight on the relationships. So thank you. Thank you, and thank you again. I also want to say, I hope everybody had a great 4th of July. And I want to address some things. You know, Lauren is a millennial. Gabrielle is a millennial. And I heard from several different places, including some of you who are not mostly millennials. Well, for example, one of the comments was, yeah, well, why should I celebrate? We've got children in concentration camps. Why should I celebrate my country, you know, when people aren't being allowed choice in their lives anymore? And I really want to address that because that is the biggest danger we face, is losing faith and love for who we are, what we have always stood for, and holding our focus on the celebration of the constant and consistent creation of a country that is in integrity, love and respect for all men. And women, of course. When I say men, I include women, which I assumed the founding fathers did also. A world and a country that is fair and legal. Hold your focus on what you want now. That brings me into the big piece of information today, and then we're going to go into the calls because there's something specific I have in mind. It was taught to me this week that we all know how important it is to live in gratitude and thanks. However, the channel made it very clear this year that the state of gratitude and thanks is not a direction for energy. It is what happens after you've directed the energy. So let's just say money. We know we want more money, those of you that are working on money. You have to take that want and turn it into, I claim I am money, and I am consistent money flow. That is my clear choice, my commitment, and my direction. I am asking, and remember, ask is claim or demand, that all energy partner with me in creating this now. And I thank you in advance, knowing that as soon as I asked, I've received. Okay, so you have to state what you want. You have to commit to it. Then you have to direct energy toward the manifestation of that. And then you go into gratitude for it already being delivered. It's a huge, huge difference in understanding of how it all works. So I was pretty excited. And of course, a lot of this came in during a private session. The private sessions have just been off the charts in the last week and two. All right. We're going to claim. Come together with me, everybody, and claim I am. And I am connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. All right. As I take the calls today, we're going to explore if everyone is in the world of all possibilities. If you are open to all possibilities, because, you know, on July 24th, that's what our big webinar is about, our next one. And the channel just keeps saying, we don't get it. We don't get the importance of it. So we're going to start with Phyllis. Hold on, trying to get you on here. Hi, Phil. How are you?
Hey, Dee. I'm doing great. All right. Yeah, I called in. You had asked me to call in with my testimonial.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to share. I was thinking, well, that's really simple. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take up space. Somebody else could have. But then Robert sent me a Abraham video this morning I watched. And I knew this already. I knew it was simple because what I did was simple. And she said, always, you know, teach yourself with the simple things. So it had to do with my pendulum that I couldn't find. And after I talked to you, I had a couple of spells of looking for it. And then I was like, you know, I listened to the call again. And I was like, oh, so Lanny found his in less than 2 minutes. And then so I just started saying, I know where my pendulum, I know where it is, I know where it is. And then, boom, I found it.
Yep. And it's so simple, isn't it, Phyllis? But we hear it. Yeah, we hear it, and then we think it's so simple we don't do it. They're giving you so many simple exercises and ideas to follow through on, guys. You know, but you got to do it. Nobody can do it for you.
I wanted to share one more thing because my refrigerator went out, and then I told my landlady, and then she's like, man, I'm really busy. It's 4th of July. But can you just go and buy one? I'll pay back. I was like, oh, okay, I can do that. And then as I'm driving to the store, I was talking to Robert, and I was like, oh, shit. You know, I don't know anything about refrigerators. Go look at your refrigerator. What's your refrigerator? Tell me about refrigerators. And I'd done some internet research. So then Robert, you know, who's my creation partner now, he's like, well, just see how it feels, Phyllis. You know, we're always calling each other on stuff.
So I'm like, oh, good. Yeah.
So I got to Home Depot and I was like, I looked at a bunch and I got really annoyed. I'm starting to bad vibe America. Why are there all these big refrigerators? Why do Americans need big, you know? And I was like, you know what would feel good? I think I'll just drive up to Lowe's or something. It was right about 9:30. Everything's closing. I get to Lowe's. It just felt good. I got in there, couldn't find anybody to help me. Then I found somebody and she was like the perfect person. She talked about what refrigerator she had, and we looked at one, and I was like, this is the one. It just felt good. So that was another small lesson, remembering what feels good.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
And when the more and more and more we just automatically live in that state and quit fighting ourselves, the easier life comes. So great. Those are two great. So I want to... When I say you are open to the world of all possibilities, I get a no. And I want to give you the first place you get to start to open that up. And we're going to the sheets and we're going to a core belief. Hang on. This page here, 26. My I am presence does not create for me. So this is great because you're learning in simple ways that it does. When I'm taking Dana Wiles' brain class, you know, she gives you this first simple exercise of choose black cars or choose blue glass or choose feathers, right? And say, I can't believe I'm seeing blah, blah, blah all the time. Well, it's crazy how it works, you guys. Crazy. I mean, I even walked into a hotel room, and you know they always have the plastic water bottles there for you with two bottles with water. I walked into the next hotel I went to, and the two bottles were blue glass. Never had blue glass bottles before, ever, at a hotel. Not in the room, right? So that's a simple way of showing that when we direct our brains to see the perspective that we want, it shows up. And then you keep increasing that with more difficulty until you get it that, oh my God, if I just state it, expect it, right, surrender to it, allow it, I see blue glass everywhere. It was crazy to me. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's look at this. My I am presence does not create for me. They want you to understand that if your I am presence created, and your I am presence is your creative force, guys. Remember, everything we say after I am is a direction to our energy. Just saying I am, it's a true statement, is not a direction of the energy. You have to say I am what? So when you say I'm poor, or I'm worried about money, or I am a person who never has enough, you're literally directing yourself to see and create that experience in your life. So now put that all together, Phyllis. Great thing for all of us, a great statement for all of us is I am the world of all possibility. I am that because you are all thought and all possibility unless you're cutting it off with a limiting belief or perspective. You got it?
Yeah, I got it. That's great.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Good. You bet, baby.
Nate, love
all
you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, this is all. I'm glad we had this. Well, I'm glad the channel had this idea. Well, Robert, Phyllis's partner, let's go to you then. Hi, baby. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Dee. How are you doing?
I'm awesome. I'm just awesome. Thank you. What's your question?
I read
go ahead.
Conscious Creation.
Yes.
And after that, I watched Death House this week on Netflix.
The Two Sides of Dee Wallace.
Yeah, I'm trying to inundate myself with it. I really enjoyed like how tightly you were hanging on at the end, and that, you know, before you just couldn't hold any longer. So
oh,
I really
in the movie?
Enjoyed all of that acting.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I think the movie's a little confusing at times. I would love to have had a re-edit on it. But, you know, I want to share with you all, my publicist called me and told me I'm the only living actress that has surpassed 200 films. I had no idea.
Oh,
so I have
amazing.
Four films coming out this year, and I'll keep you all apprised. So, Robert, what's up with you in the creation process? And thank you
My
for reading Conscious Creation, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. I got a copy from my mom too, so it's spreading. My question is actually about, it has to do with that final scene, the letting go. I want to know what blocks I have in the letting go part of the creation process. Sometimes I can
safety.
Even feel that resistance in my throat.
Yeah. It's all about safety. It's a past life thing. It hooked in this lifetime with your mom, 0 to 5, 5 through 10, around 5 years old. So 4, 5, or 6 years old. It does not have to do with going to school, which is interesting because usually around that age, there's a lot of stuff that comes up around that. But there was basically your belief is if you let go, your mom's not going to be okay. So did you have to protect your mother when you were younger?
I'm not certain. Maybe to a degree. I have a hard time even analyzing my childhood. It was great. But, you know, I guess I was definitely kind of an emotional support, and I was kind of the person that she hung out with on the weekends. So maybe we're protected in that way.
Okay. Well, that's a lot for a kid, because a kid understands that not through mommy just wants to play and be with me, but I need to play and be with mommy because she's not okay if I'm not. Right?
Okay.
So you're kind of doing that with yourself right now. It's like I have to shut some of myself off so I can be with myself to protect myself. And that's keeping you from, well, the two things are coming together. It's keeping you from being all possibility that you can be. And it's keeping you from letting go. And unless we let go, we can't experience all possibilities. Do you understand?
Right.
Okay.
I do understand. And I can tell that I'm not open enough for it to come in. And so I just get a partial or I get a confused message.
Okay. So Robert, just say, I'm open and I am all the knowledge, all, you know, the understanding. I am it. So it doesn't have to come in if you're it. You just have to get out of the way and hear it because you are it. Now,
I am open.
We work with all energy, guys. So you can't be closed off and protecting yourself while you're working with all energy. Do you understand, Robert?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So it's just about this childhood belief. And again, it's a lot of past life stuff also.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I am open. I am open to all knowledge and possibility.
Yes, you are open to it because you are it.
I am knowledge and all knowledge and possibility.
And understanding. That's a really big one, guys, because a lot of people can get information and they don't understand it in the highest way. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you, Dee.
All right, we're going to Miss Davina in Texas. You're on.
Hi, wonderful, awesome, fabulous Dee.
Well, thank you. I'll accept that.
Yes, I have now moved back to Austin, Texas, and I am trying to get housing, get established, get a job.
Well, I'd
and
quit trying then.
Okay. Thank you. Good guess.
Yep. See, guys, if you define yourself as I am trying, you're going to get a lot of years of trying. Or you're going to get a weakened down version of what you want because you have to keep trying. Now, they want to give you another core belief that's also this page here. Well, and we've got a theme going. My I am presence does not create for me. All right. So this doesn't have to do with your possibilities, but this has to do with, you know, guys, the more you do it, the more you believe it. So start with some little things. Your I am presence is your creative force that you direct, Davina. Do you understand that? Do you understand that your energy you have to direct and send out then the electrical signal that you want that the universe can give you? Do you understand that?
Repeat that.
That you are the energy that is the creation of you. And that energy has to have direction. And through that direction and the thank you of knowing it's already delivered, you send out a positive signal that the universe has to answer. But you're not doing that right now. You're thinking,
okay,
oh gosh, maybe I'll be lucky and find the right job and the right house and all that stuff. Not how it works. I am creating the perfect house and the perfect job. And again, sit down and write it out on paper and feel already having that. What does that feel like? And ask all energy to come in and partner with you and then thank them that they have, and that sends out the signal that the universe has to answer. Now, about all possibilities, it really dovetails into this, they're saying, because you have a picture in your mind of how you think it has to look. It doesn't have to look like that. And as a matter of fact, the more open you can be to letting it look anyway in any kind of venue and any kind of image, the more possibilities you will have coming at you to choose from. So what they're teaching here is, you see, you have to be clear about what you want and not so rabbit hole minded that you cannot see it creating itself in a myriad, thousands and millions of ways that it can be created. And believe me, in my experience, is always better than what we think we can create. It's always better. It's crazy how it works. But again, you have to get yourself in alignment to seeing it first. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. That's your assignment, dude. You can create this easily, Davina. Easily. Thank you for calling in, baby. Okay, we're going to Maria in San Francisco. Hi, honey. What's up?
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. You've meant so much to me over the year that I've started getting involved.
Thank you.
A couple weeks ago, you're welcome. I've been calling regarding attorneys and my mother's passing and my health and
we're not trying to do anything.
I heard the trying.
Good.
One, to move and not getting along with family that I live with.
What's your question, baby? What's your question?
The question I'm trying to formulate, been trying to formulate, is a couple weeks ago.
There's that trying again. There's that trying again. And that is your biggest block against all possibilities, by the way. Because you never say, I'm doing it, Maria. I am doing this. And as long as you're trying to do it, you're not doing it, guys. All right. So one question in one sentence. What is it?
A couple weeks ago, I asked about the trip that we have to take regarding my mom's passing. And it just reminded me of other questions I had asked that I had actually disagreed with. And I thought my intuition was on point, but I was calling to get confirmation of what I was thinking and how to proceed. And I got the information to go with the original plan. My thing is, I don't get along with my sisters. It's really stressful to be around them and their energy, and I've been working on their energy. And
okay, I want you to work on your energy.
Okay.
And the channel's going to tell you the biggest thing you need to get into alignment with you to open up getting along with your sisters. And it's moving out of judgment and moving into love. You want to judge them because it makes you feel, well, the purpose is to make you feel equal, but what it does is it makes you feel better than them. And then the judgment comes in. And guys, as soon as there is judgment, there is no choice.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a country, in a world right now where everybody's judging everybody else. And through that judgment, we feel like we have to take away their freedom of choice. Let them choose what they need to choose, Maria, and you focus on you and stay true to your authenticity. But you don't always have to agree. And you don't have to make them agree with you. And you don't have to judge them for not agreeing with you.
Mm-hmm.
So work on bringing yourself into the state of love around your sisters. That's your biggest assignment right now. And as far as all possibilities, quit trying. Just say, I'm doing this. I am choosing to love my sisters unconditionally. I am choosing to allow them to be who they are as I allow myself and support myself to be my authentic self. And it goes back to what they gave us from the I Am discourses. I release you to your own divine I Am presence. In other words, I can't create you. So I release you to create yourself while I focus on me. All right, darling. That was a great lesson for everybody. Thank you. All righty. We're going to Emily in California. This is good. I'm getting to a lot of callers, Stephen. I hope I have names up. Goodbye. Okay. Hello, Emily. Who's up? Emily?
Hi,
Dee. Hi, baby.
It's Emily. Hi. Oh, my goodness, this call.
Yes.
Wow.
That was my intention.
Yes. So I want to know of what I need to bring into alignment to be open to all possibilities. And my question is around about a little over a month ago, I called. I'd made some mistakes at work, I felt like I had, and they told me I had. And the channel said, no, you haven't made mistakes. And they were little, you know, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, little things.
That's
well,
a
things
true
rolled
statement.
Around. I, you know, I turned the energy around. And then about 2 weeks ago, I made what's considered at work a rather serious mistake. I didn't input an order into the system. The food didn't get made. You know, it didn't get discovered until the people had been waiting a long time. But then I did it again a week later. And so now I'm on an official warning, a disciplinary action. You know,
okay, so let's find out why you keep spacing out.
Yeah,
because that's not a good thing to do.
No, and I think right,
I'd be pissed off if I didn't get my food. All right.
Well, yeah. And so,
all right,
I think I may have uncovered what it could be when I did
okay.
the work.
Tell
is
me.
Around. I uncovered a belief that people who love me don't come through for me. And I wonder if that's about me starting to love myself, meaning then now I can't come through.
Absolutely.
For
Absolutely.
Woo.
Absolutely. And see, I love it when you guys sit down and do your own work. When I started this work, I said to the channel, okay, but my intention is to create a system where we all heal ourselves. Not that we
yeah.
can't work together, but, you know, you guys need to go, let me sit down around the question I have for Dee and see what I can get to. See what my channel gives me. And then let me check it out. You're right on target, Emily. There's one thing they want to add to you, which also dovetails over into opening up all possibilities for you. Sheets. But give me a song, please.
Hallelujah.
Okay, the new one or the old one?
I'm thinking of Brandi Carlile. I don't know which one that is.
Well, it's a popular one that came out in the last few years.
I think so.
About the discord and the, it's not the hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It's the other one, right?
Right. I
okay.
think so.
Okay. This is great because that whole song is about the discordance and kind of the sadness around getting
yeah.
there.
Mm.
Yeah. So that begs the question then, why are you sad about loving yourself? I'm going right to your mom. What's the connection?
Oh, yeah. I think it must be about, like, if I step fully into my power, I'm going to leave everybody behind.
Yep. But in reality, when you step forward for yourself, you will carry all that positive energy for everyone with you.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, you've heard it's our light that we're most afraid of. It's not the darkness. It's the light. It's the power of us saying, yes, I am God, and I'm creating me, loving my work, loving my service, loving myself, loving to give people everything they want on time, in a
including myself,
joyful way, beginning with yourself. And what
yeah.
you want to do is you want to do a great job and serve everybody.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you're
yeah.
right on tune. Let's just balance everything we've gotten to up until now because we've covered so much. I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. I am divine love. We are directing all energy to partner with us in balancing all this, creating all this, and we are in gratitude and thankfulness for that, and so it is. Thank you for
and
calling
hallelujah.
In.
And hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now it's
the old hallelujah.
Yeah.
The old, yeah. Bye-bye. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to Anna in New York City. Hi, babe.
Hi. Thank you so much. Happy July.
Thank you. What's up?
So I would like to address the core issue of trust. Because
the what? The, you
trust,
dropped out the
core issue?
Court issue.
Core,
okay.
Core issue, trust.
Oh, the core issue of trust. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, trust always starts with yourself, Anna. So what are you out of trust? Well, again, boy, what a theme. This must be what we needed today, all of us, guys. My I am presence does not create for me. So, like Phyllis said, start with some small things. Start with, I can't believe I'm seeing blue glass everywhere, or green glass, or I can't believe I'm seeing feathers everywhere, or blue cars. Just start with that so that you have an experience of how your I am presence creates for you. Because guys, if we are doubting the power of the direction of our creative force, we cannot be open to all possibilities. We can't. Because we go, look how limited my life is. Now, there's another thing that's holding you back, Anna, from being open to all possibilities. Sheets, book. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
The one with Kevin Costner, Nowhere to... He's a double agent.
He's a double agent. Okay. Well,
yeah.
That's symbolic of us working against ourselves, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And when we doubt and we
no
question...
No Way Out. That's the one.
Yeah, No Way Out. Well, yeah. That's a great example. Because if you cannot see any way out of your predicament, how are you going to ever create all possibilities so that you can choose possibilities that will get you out of your predicament? Okay, so we are the way out, guys. We are. Our creative force, our I Am presence, is the way out of whatever you want to ask me about.
So
and
I have two things that showed up for me in July. The first one is my Leo, my orange cat with white feet, kicked the bucket in a couple of hours. And he was the healthiest cat in the house. And then I got the response from my investment, which is it's under investigation. Okay. Now what?
Well, now what? Now yeah. You get busy directing how you want that investigation to manifest. Right now you're in fear.
I want it paid. I want it paid out now. I waited long enough. I want it paid in full right now.
Okay. So I want it becomes what?
I accept full payment right now.
Right, and that's what I'm creating
right now. Yes.
I am directing that. I am directing all energy to create that with me. Right now, I feel the joy
energy.
And excitement of receiving this right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in gratitude that
I'm
it's
gratitude
happening.
Gratitude for receiving it right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So what
but
happened
you can't,
with Leo? I mean,
you can't
Leo
do.
Was,
be, he yeah. was done, baby. Look, let me tell you through all my privates and everything in Jennifer's show.
Yeah.
Animals are leaving quite a bit right now because
okay.
we need to move into our own power, and we depend on them. We depend
oh,
on them a lot. And sometimes, like people. They choose to leave so we can move into our own empowerment. If you want more clarity on that, listen to my past life regression that's on
okay.
the website.
Okay.
Hold on. Yeah. Is there anything else? Nope, that's it.
Thank you.
I am divine love around. Yeah, come on. Do the work, Anna. You know how to do this. But when we go into fear, then we forget. And then we go into more fear because we feel like we're totally out of control of our lives.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Get busy, woman.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yes, you're welcome. Brian, what's up, dude?
Hey, I actually wasn't sure if I was going to get on because it seemed like everything has already been answered, but I'm sure there's more answers to come.
Well, they want to give you... what you need to bring into alignment to be open to all possibilities.
Perfect.
And it's hooked in with your kids, interestingly enough, Brian.
Ooh.
You're not open to all your possibilities because you think you have to keep the world safe for them. So,
wow.
So if I do all the things that I'm taught to do on this plane, and a lot of it's about work, you know, focus on work, then I'm able to keep them safe. But you're not creating as much as you could for yourself or them by relaxing and opening yourself up to knowing that the universe is even going to supply more for you. But you've got to direct that. Does that make sense to you?
Nail has been hit right on the head. Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Yep.
So, you know, the best things we can do for our kids is to live our dreams and be the most authentic, brave, joyful, healthy, financially abundant people we can be. Because then we model for them the joy of creating that. And we show them how to create. And so we teach them automatically. But if we limit ourselves, we teach them that also. Okay?
Very good.
All right.
I think
thank
that's
you,
it,
darling.
Unless the channel has something else.
No, that's beyond what you needed, they're saying. Just go do it now. Go do
all
it.
All right, Dee. Thanks so much, baby.
All right. Thank you, baby. Kathy in Kentucky, you're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hello, Miss Kathy.
Hello. I'll make this quick. I play for a church on Sundays, and I was wondering if the channel could help me to understand whether or not that part of my life is coming to an end. So I'm maybe moving on to something else, or...
I get that's the right question, and I get a yes. But I think you knew that when you asked it, didn't you?
I had the feeling of that. Can they give me some information as to why this is coming into a closure for me?
All right, let me speak to this. And you have no idea how much you're serving by bringing this question in, Kathy. Guys... it's just time to move on from a lot of energy. I think I shared with you maybe last week that I was in reaction to a lot of things that people were saying and speaking about across my life. And I went, oh my God, this feels like judgment. And I know better. I know judgment shuts me down and keeps me from creating what I want. And I put myself in a quiet room and did some work, and the channel said, no, Dee, it's just for everything there is a season. And this energy is old energy, and you're done with it. Move on. So it's clear to me in my work right now, I have got to work more with people in bringing the spiritual, the logical, the brain science, and religion all together. I cannot deal anymore in the what I call the namby-pamby spiritual world. Okay? Now, they're not talking about your spiritual world and it being namby-pamby. I'm just using that as an expression for what's going on with all of us, guys. And, you know, Kathy, it's just, it was a great season. You sowed some really beautiful crops there, and you're ready to move on. So if you can assuage your guilt and give yourself permission to joyfully move on, then you will be able to hear what you want to move on to. You already have some ideas, they're saying. But what's in the way of your all possibility, the highest word is guilt. And there's no guilt about choosing to plant some crops in other places now or in other ways. Do you understand?
I think so. I think I'm going to have to contemplate this a little bit. You know, it's hard to let go of something that is providing financial support for you.
Okay, then what you want is to move into a new adventure that creates the same or better financial support.
Okay.
Okay, that's how you have to direct your creative ability to create that then. And then be open to all the possibility of doing that. All right?
Okay.
All right, baby. You can do this and do it with joy. Do it with fun. You know, God created the world in 7 days. How hard could it be, right? That's right. Good. We end with a laugh. Jennifer in Indianapolis, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Okay, so this has been a great show.
Good.
I am reading a statement. I have this little question or I don't know. I don't know how it relates, but how do I create and still not have inner non-resistance?
Well, as long as you frame it that way, you can't.
Okay. So I have an issue with
if you
that,
say
that word.
If you say I am creating expansion in my life and I accept it and it's easy, then you can create it without resistance. But as long as you put the without or the but or any of that stuff in there and take it to a negative, you're going to take the negative into the creation.
And the resistance would be, so say I want to create a whole new path in my work. That's just an example.
You have to know it's possible, baby.
And I'm open to all possibilities. So is it the resistance to changing that I'm having an issue with?
Okay. Jennifer, and everybody listen to this. Stop what you're doing and listen. It's not that you have the resistance. It's that you keep saying you have it.
Got it. Okay.
And then you have to have it. Hey, guys.
Old habits.
Can you get this today?
You know?
I'm claiming that we all get this today. If you keep telling your story, you keep living your story. You have to start claiming a different truth in order to experience a different truth. So I am wide open to every fabulous possibility of creating this new adventure in my life. I'm open. And I can feel it. I can feel the freedom and the excitement. I can feel it. Now I'm directing all energy. Come in and create this with me right now and consistently. I am in gratitude. Thank you. You got it?
Yes. Got
Alrighty.
It. And
okay.
Yes.
I love it because all of you are building on each other until we have a ball of complete clarity by the end of the show. I love it. If you listen to how this show's grown through all of you, you will get how the channel is teaching us to open up more and more and more and more and more into all possibility. And I just heard and wait for the webinar. Okay, Sandy in North Carolina. Hi, you're on.
Good morning, Dee. Thanks.
You're welcome, baby. What's up?
As always, great call. So my question is for channel of I am healing, and though the thing I have is the stamina, and if they have anything, what if there's anything I'm doing or not doing?
They would like you to change the words to I am healed and I am well.
Okay. Okay.
Actually, wellness is a higher word. I am wellness.
Okay.
A long time ago, well, long time ago, like within the last year or 2 years, we did a webinar around health and wellness, and they made it a big point for us to start claiming wellness instead of health, because they said when we use the word health, subconsciously we go to what's wrong and where the dis-ease is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's a challenge when you're sick to focus on the joy of being well and being in the state of wellness. Mm-hmm. And that's the quickest way. They're also saying, Sandy, could you watch a lot of comedies? Just
yeah.
I'm
working on, yeah. I don't laugh enough.
Yeah. And that's a lot about what's affecting your health. Now, as far as all possibilities, because you see, you don't really believe that it's possible to be totally in the state of wellness. So there's a core belief behind that that is limiting your belief in all possibilities. Not this page. Here. 1, 2, 5, 6. I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. Okay, and again, I'm going right to your mother. So why are you not supposed to be in the state of wellness? What's that about as far as your mom's concerned?
State of, well, I was an oops baby. And I was told by my sisters when I was young that the only reason we stayed with my dad was because my mom couldn't take care of all three of us by leaving. So it was my fault that we all experienced the abuse.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're not supposed to be here. You don't belong. And you got to pay for that with your health now. This is the way your guilt is paying you back. How's that going for you, Sandy?
Yeah,
bullshit.
It hasn't.
And your sisters were bullshit. You know, that's the only way they could understand it, right? There's also a thing in there about there's no escape. You can't escape, in this case, you can't escape the illness like your mother couldn't escape the illness of your father. Okay? All those are limiting what you think you can create with your creative force. So I am free, and I am free to be me, and the authentic me is wellness. That's my choice, my commitment, my direction to all energy to create this with me now. It's already done. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet, sweetheart. You bet.
Okay.
You can do this. You can do this.
Oh,
I want you
I
to
can.
Watch a lot. Let's just say I am doing this right now and consistently. Watch a lot of comedies. Laugh more. And feel into that joy and excitement of being in total wellness. There you go. All right, Raina, hi, honey, you're on. Nope, you're not on. Hold on. Now you're on.
Hi. This neck pain and all that, I've kind of traced into me throwing that up for myself so that I don't have to go back to the job that I had, which I didn't really like and was hurting.
Yep.
And then also so that I didn't have to, in some twisted way, which my neck is twisted still. Raina,
you've just got to get yourself in alignment with loving to work. If you need to work, then you've got to love work in order to create work that you love, that you're going to feel good doing. But,
and that's my question is what's the block? Because it's about work. It's about
you
me
don't
doing,
wanna
I
work.
Want to do more spiritual work. What?
You don't want to work. So either
spiritual
find
work.
Out a way that you don't. Well, honey, all right, guys, it's the end of the show, but I got to address this. Raina and everybody, You do spiritual work by being alive. You do spiritual. Every horror film that I do, I'm doing spiritual work. Every time I love my dog, I'm doing spiritual work. Every time I smile at a stranger, I'm doing spiritual work. Okay?
Okay.
So
yeah.
Right now, if you need the money to work, you have to get yourself in alignment with loving money and work.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
While you are saying, I am creating and developing my spiritual work. As a matter of fact, the channel is saying, the more you get yourself in alignment and learn how to do that and create a job you love, the more you will understand that your I am presence is the creator of you and how to use it. There you go. Perfect. All right. You bet. So around everything we've talked about today, we're claiming, do it with me, please. I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. We have sent out clear direction and choice. We have asked all energy to partner with us. We are in gratitude and thankfulness that all energy, including our own, is working to create the things that we have stated, chosen, and committed to. It's done. And so it is. And say it with me until we meet again. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.